The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, you're a gym junkie.
Yep.
You love your fitness, go to the gym a lot, and I admire your ability to do that.
Thanks. Go there pretty much every day.
I do not. And you know that about me.
Yep.
You do
your bike ride to work.
Ride to work some days, only if the weather's nice. I'm pretty weak as piss when it comes to that kind of thing. Some days,
your words, not mine.
Some days I feel really bad, so I might put in 20 minutes on the cross trainer if I haven't exercised for about a week.
Yep.
But do you feel like as a gym person who gets so much joy and happiness from doing your exercise, you feel like you want to encourage others around you who are doing less exercise to get up off the couch and do a little bit more?
Sometimes.
Do you feel like you want to encourage people to just do things that are healthy and good for them and are going to make them fitter?
Yeah. I always encourage people to go for a jog,
well,
have a walk.
Keeping that in mind, can I come around to your house and start using your spa?
Well, that's a weird request.
Yeah, I know. But those cards as I've laid them out, Jules.
Like when I'm not home or what?
Oh, you can be home if
and
you
what
want.
For? Like for parties?
For fitness, Jules. For health.
You want to use my spa for fitness?
Yeah, I've just read something.
The spa seems like the most indulgent thing ever. Like, you're not, how is that going to make you fitter?
That's what I thought, Jules, and you would be wrong. I was wrong.
Here we go.
This is the scientists. They're at it again.
I was going to say, research has shown something in the favour of what Chris wants to hear.
Exactly. They have found that having a hot bath, which is essentially a spa.
Yeah.
I know they've got different names, but you're just submerging yourself in hot water. Doing that for an hour is the equivalent to going for, you're going to burn the equivalent calories to going for a long walk, and it's also going to improve your like your blood sugar intake after eating by more than a 1 hour bike ride.
You are joking me.
So there are more health benefits to having you have a bath.
See, I'm not a bath person, but I do like a spa.
They're the same thing.
Nah, I think a bath is gross.
And a spa's not. At least a bath, you empty it after each session. A spa, it just stays there.
Yeah, it's highly chlorinated.
Yeah, I guess you got a ton of chemicals
bath,
in it.
I just get bored. I'm just sitting there and you're like, and you can only be one person in the bath.
Oh, but you can think. Like your mind can wander and you can sort out all the world issues while you're in
That's
a bath.
That's why I have my spa.
Is that where you sort out your world issues?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, better health benefits than certain kinds of exercise. It's probably not going to be the same as a vigorous gym workout, but this kind of explains a lot, Jules. Remember that time I won a professional running event here in Ballarat? I came first.
Yes.
I bet all the fitness
the
people.
The celebrity version of the Ballarat gift.
I thought we agreed to leave that celebrity part out. But maybe it's because I love a hot bath. I have regular hot baths. It's one thing I've missed a lot since moving to Victoria because my current place doesn't have a bath. But maybe that's why. It's not because I was born, luckily, skinnier than what is probably normal.
Yeah.
It's just because I love a bath, Jules. I was having secret workouts without even realising.
You didn't even know. Incidental training. It's just you taking a bath every night and falling asleep in the tub.
Yeah. Oh, man, falling asleep during a gym session. That's how easy it is.
That's not going to happen.
I am going to start Facebooking and Instagramming this crap. Oh, another hard day at the gym. It's just me in the
hashtag
bath.
Hashtag Fitspo.
Yeah.
You just a nice little feet selfie in the bath.
This feels like a win for me, a real win. Now I can justify not exercising.
You're so lazy.
Just by bathing.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.